Would everyone in the Senate chamber, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by the senator from Boone County, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the honor that we have been given to serve the people of Missouri here in the Missouri Senate. Watch over us today. Give us wisdom to recognize the moments you provide to bless Missourians through our work here. And give us a supernatural outpouring of grace and compassion, both for our colleagues here in the Capitol and for our neighbors back home. May we heed the words of the prophet Micah, who told us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before you, our God. Watch over our families back home and grant us safety as we return to them today. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 24th day, Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
If we could take our conversations to the side galleries or keep them to a minimum so we can hear the secretary. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be suspended, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction, up, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted access to take video in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction of a special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right, your left, is my constituent's director's granddaughter, Annalyn Denise Jones. Oh, there she is, she's sitting up front. Annalyn, stand up. She is, I want to welcome her to the Missouri Senate and request that she be the page of the day with compensation for the work to be paid by her Nana, my director of constituent services, Denise. Annalyn lives in Jefferson City with her parents, Ashton and Jeremy Jones, and her younger brother, Oliver. Annalyn is a second grade at Cedar Hill Elementary and resides in the center from the 6th District. She enjoys ice skating, gymnastics, and reading Harry Potter books. She just performed with her ice skating team at the Kennedy Recreation Complex this past Saturday, and they came in first place, winning the gold medal for youth team at the ISI Sweetheart Open. Everyone, please make Annalyn feel welcome.
Let's welcome young Mrs. Jones to the Missouri Senate. She shall be made a page for the day with compensation paid for by the senator of the 8th District. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. my left and to your right, I have Miss Edie Bauer. Edie is the daughter of Rachel Bauer, my chief of staff. If you please stand. She's a fifth grader at Immaculate Conception in Loose Creek, and I ask the body to please make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome young Miss Bauer to the Senate today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the Fifth.
Thank you. Point of personal privilege.
The Senator from the Fifth requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, we are reminded that greater divisions exist in the world than go on here in this chamber. For several weeks, we have watched as Russian troops amassed on Ukraine's borders, deploying over 190,000 military forces, artillery, tanks, and aircraft without provocation. We have witnessed in real time Vladimir Putin manufacture a crisis in the Donbas region of Ukraine in order to invade his neighbor under the guise of protecting pro-Russian civilians. We saw this just before, 8 years ago, he illegally annexed Ukraine's Crimea region. Now, he seeks to finish his master plan. Putin has decided that he alone has the power to create pro-Soviet republics, move his military in, and conduct mass cyber and military attacks against Ukrainian cities while telling his people that it's a peacekeeping mission. 190 troops for a peacekeeping mission. 30,000 more than what crossed the English Channel on D-Day. This is nothing less than an invasion and war on a sovereign nation. Putin does not live in the year 2022. Instead, he lives in some surreal reality where every day is 1991, where Soviet republics are under the control of Moscow, and he is the great savior against foreign NATO aggressors. Russia's invasion of Ukraine should enrage supporters of democracy all over the world. When the Soviet Union collapsed, Ukraine sought to forge its own path, a path towards democracy. But Russia is not a democracy. It is an authoritarian regime run by an authoritarian thug. Today, we awoke to videos of bombings, people fleeing, and stories of young people taking up arms as he again defied the international community's calls for a peaceful resolution in favor of his own violent and outdated ideas. When the situation continues to unfold, it is very clear what Putin aims to do. Remove a pro-Western democracy government and replace it with one that will play by his rules. We must condemn Vladimir Putin's blatant disregard for Ukraine's sovereignty, international law, and human life. Stand behind our Commander-in-Chief, President Joe Biden, and our NATO allies as they are tasked with taking swift and decisive action against this unwarranted attack against its sovereign democratic neighbor. And we must pray for the men, women, and children who, through no fault of their own, woke up to the sounds of artillery over their cities and tanks rolling through their streets. Most importantly, let us come together and hold a united front as Americans in the face of this great aggression and attack on democracy. And Madam President, if we may have a moment of silence.
We have a moment of silence in the chamber. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're on resolutions. Any member of the body would like to? Senator from the 15th.
Point of personal privilege.
Go ahead.
On this day, in black.
Please proceed.
On this day, in Black History Month, I would like to highlight Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was born in 1822 and lived to 1913. Was an American abolitionist and political activist born into slavery. Tubman escaped and made some 13 missions to rescue nearly 70 enslaved people. including family and friends, using the network of anti-slavery activists and safe houses known as the Underground Railroad during the American Civil War. She served as an armed scout and spy for the Union Army, and later in her years. Tubman was an activist in the moment for women's suffrage. Born enslaved in Maryland, Tubman was beaten and whipped by her various masters as a child. Early in life, she suffered traumatic head wound when an irate overseer threw a heavy metal weight intending to hit another enslaved person, but hit her instead. The injury caused dizziness and pain, which occurred throughout her life. After her injury, Tubman became experiencing visions and vivid dreams, which she ascribed to from God. These experiences, combined with her Methodist upbringing, led her to become devoutly religious. In 1849, Tubman escaped to Philadelphia, only to return to Maryland to rescue her family soon after. Slowly, one group at a time, she brought relatives with her out of the state and eventually guided dozens of other enslaved people to freedom. Traveling by night and in extreme secrecy, Tubman never lost a passenger. After the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 was passed, she helped guide fugitives further north into the British North America and helped newly freed enslaved people find work. Tubman met John Brown in 1858 and helped him plan and recruit supporters for his 1859 raid on Harper's Ferry. So with that, I would just like to commend Harriet Tubman for all of her work to help free slaves. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We are on resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Does any senator wish to be heard? Okay, we're on introduction of bills. Senator from the 32nd.
I have a bill.
Please bring your bill forward.
And no explanation. Sorry, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1178, introduced by Senator White and Senator Searpoy, an act relating to abortion.
Senator from the 30th.
Thank you, Madam President. I have two bills.
Please bring your bills forward.
No explanation is necessary at this time, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Ms. Jones.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill, first bill.
Senate Bill number 1179, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to the Missouri RX plan.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1180, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to prepaid dental plans.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 34th.
Well, thank you, Madam President. I have a bill.
Please bring your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1181, introduced by Senator Lucht-Meyer, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain law enforcement officers.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the third.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, no explanation needed.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from the third district?
Senate Bill number 1182, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to reporting of abuse and neglect.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from the 3rd District?
Senate Bill number 1183, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to solid waste management.
Senator from Scott County.
I have four bills.
Please send your legislative package forward, Senator.
No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Scott County?
Senate Bill number 1184, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to public school curriculum and instruction.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by Senator from Scott County?
Senate Bill number 1185, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to Rush Limbaugh Day.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from Scott County?
Senate Bill number 1186, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to the designation of memorial infrastructure.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please lead the fourth bill from the Senator from Scott County?
Senate Bill number 1187, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to remote systems for the performance of transportation functions by the Department of Revenue.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 1st District.
Yes, Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 1st District?
Senate Bill number 1188, an act relating to liability of employers, introduced by Senator Beck and Senator Gannon.
Senator from the 1st District, do you care to explain your bill at this time?
Yes, Mr. President. May I inquire of Senator from the 3rd?
Senator from the 3rd District, do you yield to the inquiry?
Yes, I
she
do.
She does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I'm going to read a little, kind of give the body a background of what happened. I know a lot of the senators in here know this case that happened back in November. and then we'll talk about it for a few minutes here. So on November 18th, 2021, Caitlin Anderson and her unborn son, Jax Jarvis, and James Brooks were killed while striping an operation in South St. Louis County. It was also leaving a third worker severely injured. While trying to understand why there was no protective equipment or truck designed to take the impact of a runaway vehicle, we learned that it is the call of the lead or supervisor to ask for additional truck or to determine the position of the crew's truck. Simply positioning the truck between them and the traffic could have saved three lives and prevented a fourth from being severely injured. This is a free and easy strategy to protect people. So, Senator, I wanted to give a little background on this. Senator Caitlin Anderson had asked to have a safer job than she was currently having because she was pregnant, 22 weeks pregnant at the time, and for the reason why she wanted a safer job because she had been positioned in a buffer truck in the past and had been hit on three separate occasions. So apparently the safer position was they put her on a striping operation, and instead of having a truck behind them, they had cones. It was completely out of the safety of what should have happened in this case. So there was only cones between her and a driver that came on to Highway 270 in a striping operation down in South St. Louis County. After the workers were killed and crushed between hit, the car continued on and hit the truck that was in front of them, the MoDOT truck that was in front of them, and only moved it 3.5 feet. If these workers would have been positioned in the front of the truck, none of this would have happened. It's a flagrant disregard for human life, and this is what this legislation will try to take care of. It'll make sure that we uphold and have simple safety standards that could have, you know, this is not about just moving over and avoiding, but there was only cones, plastic cones, in between cars and these workers. This is something that could have been simply avoided, and there could have been no casualties in this thing. So, Senator, the reason why I asked you to co-sponsor this with me, and I'm grateful that these are some of your constituents' family, and I'd like you to share some thoughts at this time.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Senator, and I want to thank you for bringing this bill forward. Such a tragic event that could have been prevented if the proper precautions would have taken place. Two lives lost, one severely injured, and will probably never return to normal. And family members that are just, they continue to be devastated to this day. They want to see justice. They want to see things corrected and made right so that this does not happen again. And I think this bill that you are sponsoring and that I am going to co-sponsor, we can make this happen so that people don't experience such a tragedy again.
You're absolutely right. Nobody should have to experience this, especially when this was very preventable. This is not your average, there's nothing that could be done. This was definitely preventable, and it's a shame we're here today talking about this on the floor. So I'm looking forward to working with you on this, and I hope the body can see what we're trying to do here.
Well, I look forward to working with you, and I think we need to make it our mission to see that this situation is corrected and that we do the right thing for the family members of those whose lives were lost.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the 8th District.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill off by the Senator from the 8th District?
Senate Bill number 1189, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to residency of children in state custody.
Senator from the 5th District. Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 5th District?
Senate Bill number 1190, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Dallas County?
And no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill number 1191, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to county financial statements.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by Senator from Dallas County?
Senate Bill number 1192, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to supplemental welfare assistance.
Senator from Scott County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, Ms. Caitlin Shawhorn in the press box. Today is her last day as editor of the Missouri Times. She's leaving us to go to California. She's been a very dear friend of mine for several years now. She's an extraordinary writer and reporter, and she has done this body very well over the years covering the Missouri Senate. And so I just want the body to make her, give her a wonderful farewell, as I know she will be missed by more than just me. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Caitlin, we wish you the very best. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th District.
I have four bills. No explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by Senator from the 9th District?
Senate Bill number 1193, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to electric vehicle tax credits.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from the 9th District?
Senate Bill number 1194, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to voter registration.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from the 9th District?
Senate Bill number 1195, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to the Department of Higher Education of Workforce Development.
And Madam Secretary, would you please read the fourth bill offered by the Senator from the 9th District?
Senate Senate Bill number 1196, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to tax credit for providing services to homeless persons.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? Senator, so I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 3014 and has taken up and passed Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 3014. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Boone County.
Mr. President, would you inquire for the Secretary of the message from the Governor? So I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. Hearing no objection, the reading of those messages will be waived. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You bet, Senator.
Please refer those appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Those shall be so referred, Senator. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business and reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, your hardworking Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 655, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 732, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a bill.
Please send that report.
Yes, a report, sorry.
The report forward. Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 845, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has two reports.
Please send those reports forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 745, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 820, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, to which was referred Senate Bill 823, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator White, Chairman.
Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Joint Resolution 33, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 672, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill.
Could we please keep our conversations to a minimum so that we can hear the Secretary read these reports?
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 762, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 850, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 664, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 775, Senate Bill 751, and Senate Bill 640, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 799, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lueckmeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call a calendar.
Hearing no objections, the order of business is Senate bills for third read. Formal calendar. Senate substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 33, Senator from the 15th.
I move that Senate substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 33 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 15th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, do you care to explain the joint resolution?
I now move that Senate Joint Senate Substitute for Joint Resolution 33 be read the third time, finally passed. Ready to explain it, or
Senator? Yes, you may proceed right with the explanation.
All right. This puts an income tax cap of 5.9% in Missouri's Constitution. It is above where we currently are at 5.3, is what it will be at by the end of this year. And ultimately, in statute, we have it going down to 4.9, so it will not impact that. It also gives us a little bit more flexibility in our sales tax. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Senator from the 15th has moved for the third read and final passage of Senate Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 33. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from 15th, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The Senator from 15th has moved for the Senate Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution to be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 33, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senators Arthur, Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
aye.
Bratton,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Sirpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lueckmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams,
aye.
Senator from 4th.
Senator from the 31st. Senator from the 13th, you're in the chamber. You're required to vote. Senator from the 13th. By a vote of 31 ayes, one no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared pass. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and prophetic motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 672, Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute be taken up for third reading. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 672 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Green has moved that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 672 be brought before the body and third read and finally passed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Green.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 672 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Green has moved that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 672 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr.
President. Care to explain?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Perfect.
For the benefit of the body, this is the continuation of a fast-track program that has been operating in the state for about 2.5 years, worked with, I think the body will remember, the senator from Johnson County in a collaborative effort, which I, again, will state is how this body is supposed to work, to put some guardrails and parameters in place that alleviated some concerns that he and possibly other members had. We established a 7-year sunset on this program and put in requirements that participants within the Fast Track program will have to be residents of this state 2 years prior to enrolling in this program, except for an exemption for military personnel that are stationed in this state. Mr. President, I am more than happy to answer any questions at this time.
The senator from Green has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate substitute, Senate committee substitute, for Senate Bill 672, does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, first, I want to thank the senator from Green for working with me to add some taxpayer protections back into the bill. These are not the same taxpayer protections that were in the original bill that we passed in 2019 that I fought so hard to include along with several of my colleagues. But they were definitely a move in the right direction that says that in order to participate in the Fast Track program, you have to be a resident of Missouri for 2 years, and it also did put a sunset on that provision. So, however, there are other provisions in this bill that have not had a committee hearing, except or including the Joint Committee on Rural Economic Development, which this includes, has not had a committee hearing this year. This may be a great piece of legislation. I've talked to the senator Senator from Dunklin, that actually has filed this bill, but it hasn't had a hearing. And so, and then also the time zone legislation. We did have a hearing last year. We've not had a hearing yet this year. Senator from Green also has been a sponsor of that bill. So it does include, like I said, at least both two out of the three provisions in this bill have not had a hearing this year, and one of them provision has not ever had a hearing. And then we had the opportunity to pass some amendments on this bill, 672, to basically ban critical race theory in higher education, to ban illegal immigrants from using the program, and also to pass the Save Girls Sports Act in higher education. But unfortunately, this body did not support those amendments and support debating those amendments. So I believe that if this bill, Senate Bill 672, which in 2019 went to the Senate Education Committee, this year it went to, or you would think that this year it would have gone back to the Senate Education Committee or to the Senate Economic Development Committee, but it did not. It went to the Senate Progress and Development Committee, which is chaired not by a member of the majority party, and its membership includes a majority of minority members in the Senate. I believe that if this would have gone to the Senate Education Committee like it did in 2019, or even the Senate Economic Development Committee, because it is an economic development bill dealing with rural economic development, dealing with time zones, dealing with workforce development, that many of those provisions, including banning CRT, including Save the Girls Sports Act, including making sure illegal immigrants cannot use this program, would have been included in that committee sub. But like I said, unfortunately, it did not go to the Senate Education Committee or the Senate Economic Development Committee. So, I mean, for those reasons I've outlined, unfortunately, I won't be able to support this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator from Greene County? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Greene renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 672 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 672, an act relating to workforce development. Senators Arthur, Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
aye.
Bratton, Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
no.
Sarapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lugtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden,
yeah.
Schatz,
aye.
Shoup,
aye.
Thompson Rader,
yeah.
Washington,
aye.
White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams,
aye.
Senator from Cass, votes no. Senator from the 4th, votes aye. By a vote of 24 aye and 8 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiding and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 34 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Objection. The Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 35.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 35, an act relating to Sickle Cell Awareness Week.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics.
From Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we're going to second read Senate bills, and then we'll be making a recess motion until such time as the signed supplemental budget comes back from the House, but there will be no other business other than second reading of Senate bills and the President pro tem signing the supplemental bill when it comes over.
Further announcements? Announcements? Senator from Boone.
And without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. The Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 956.
Senate Bill 956, an act relating to state enforcement of federal regulations.
Government accountability, fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 957.
Senate Bill 957, an act relating to the workforce diploma program.
Education, Senate Bill 958.
Senate Bill 958, an act relating to transportation of school children.
Education, Senate Bill 959.
Senate Bill 959, an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription drugs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 960.
Senate Bill 960, an act relating to tax credits for qualified motion media projects.
Economic development, Senate Bill 961.
Senate Bill 961, an act relating to tax credit for certain live entertainment events.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 962.
Senate Bill 962, an act.
If we could take our conversations to the side galleries or keep those volumes to a minimum, we can hear the Secretary read the bills for referral. Madam Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill 962, an act relating to contracts for work on the state highway system.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 963.
Senate Bill 963, an act relating to disclosure of information pertaining to certain commercial financing products.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 964.
Senate Bill 964, an act relating to conditional release.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 965.
Senate Bill 965, an act relating to vaccine administration by dentists.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 966.
Senate Bill 966, an act relating to a sales tax for emergency services.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 967.
Senate Bill 967, an act relating to the collection of sales tax on motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 968.
Senate Bill 968, an act relating to charitable organizations.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 969.
Senate Bill 969, an act relating to construction costs of certain new electric generation facilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 970.
Senate Bill 970, an act relating to qualifications of fire protection employees.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 971.
Senate Bill 971, an act relating to vehicle dealers.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 972.
Senate Bill 972, an act relating to operation of motor vehicles using electronic devices.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 973.
Senate Bill 973, an act relating to pregnancy-related services.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 974.
Senate Bill 974, an act relating to traditional installment loan lenders.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 975.
Senate Bill 975, an act relating to the collateral source rule.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 976.
Senate Bill 976, an act relating to ambulance districts.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 977.
Senate Bill 977, an act relating to school district sub-districts.
Education, Senate Bill 978.
Senate Bill 978, an act relating to audiology and speech-language pathology.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 979.
Senate Bill 979, an act relating to animal research.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 980.
Senate Bill 980, an act relating to offense of animal abuse.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 981.
Senate Bill 981, an act relating to grants to expand broadband internet access in unserved and underserved areas of the state.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 982.
Senate Bill 982, an act relating to child care.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 983.
Senate Bill 983, an act relating to Holocaust education.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 984.
Senate Bill 984, an act relating to flood resiliency.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 985.
Senate Bill 985, an act relating to opioid settlements.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 986.
Senate Bill 986, an act relating to tax credits.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 987.
If we could keep the volumes down, no matter if the appropriations chairman or not, in the chamber so we can hear the secretary read the bill referrals. Madam Secretary, I apologize for this inconvenience from the center of the first. Please continue.
Senate Bill 987, an act relating to excursion gambling boat facilities.
Government Accountability Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 988.
Senate Bill 988, an act relating to school district bond proceeds.
Education, Senate Bill 989.
Senate Bill 989, an act relating to assessments against public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 990.
Senate Bill 990, an act relating to pole replacement for certain broadband facilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 991.
Senate Bill 991, an act relating to certification of certain X-ray technicians.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 992.
Senate Bill 992, an act relating to attorney's fees for certain civil actions instituted by the Attorney General.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 993.
Senate Bill 993, an act relating to Missouri Dental Board pilot projects.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 994.
Senate Bill 994, an act relating to discriminatory practices.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 995.
Senate Bill 995, an act relating to parole eligibility.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 996.
Senate Bill 996, an act relating to the administration of the state personnel law.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 997.
Senate Bill 997, an act relating to the payment of salaries out of the state treasury.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 999.
Senate Bill 999, an act relating to employment of school personnel.
Education, Senate Bill 1000.
Senate Bill 1000, an act relating to surgical smoke plume evacuation.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 1001.
Senate Bill 1001, an act relating to the licensing of land surveyors.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 1002.
Senate Bill 1002, an act relating to licensure reciprocity for physicians and surgeons.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 1003.
Senate Bill 1003, an act relating to incumbent electric transmission owners.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 1004.
Senate Bill 1004, an act relating to the Industrial Minerals Advisory Council.
Professional Registration.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 11:45 a.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 11:45 a.m. this day.